Umbregado now on their near side, produced by Fergus Gillard, to come and challenge Warlord. They move on by Shake 'Em Up Harry. Warlord and Umbregado in the air together on the last. It's a long run in. Warlord has now moved on from Umbregado, and it's Warlord beginning to assert. Umbregado is emptying out, then Shake 'Em Up Harry and Our Power, and Warlord is drawing clear. Umbregado trying to raise another effort. Warlord with 100 yards to cover. Umbregado sticking to the task. Our Power moving into third. It's Warlord for Power and Tizard. Who strikes?
I knew going for last needed a jump. Yeah. And he came for me, thank God. So, yeah, look, strongly run race on that ground. It's ideal for him.
On the run between the final two fences, it's Manila Endo and Rachel Blackmore racing on clear from Brahma Bull, who's no more to offer, and then Ravenhill. The final fence is coming up from Manila Endo, who's over the last, a beautiful jump. Brahma Bull in second, and third place is Ravenhill, and it's Manila Endo. Owner Barry Maloney is blessed with some lovely staying chasers, and it's par for the course for Manila Endo in the Bet Victor Make Your Best Bet Chase.
He was fantastic right throughout the race. I couldn't be happier with him, and it's great to have something like him to look forward to for the season.
As they swing in for the final two, on the right it's Jingle, just inclined now to back out of it. In the centre is Fakir Duderi and Notebook the near side as they come down towards the second last. Fakir Duderi and Mark Walsh just poked their way to the front from Notebook and Rachel Blackmore, and Notebook landed with a fractional advantage over Fakir Duderi. Jingle is in third and coming down to the final fence. In the Poplar Square chase, it's Notebook and Rachel Blackmore opening up a clear advantage over Fakir Duderi. The field preceded by the riderless Cashback. Jingle is in third and away from the final fence. It's Notebook the leader from Fakir Duderi inside the final 200 yards. In the Poplar Square chase, it's Notebook coming right away from Fakir Duderi and Jingle. They're well strung out, and Notebook bounces back on his first run back. Notebook clear.
Delighted. Yeah, he seemed to jump really. He looked a little bit rusty over the first couple, but then he jumped really well. And that's his thing. You know, he loves a strong gallop, and it seems to really suit him.
West of the Bridge is being finessed into it in the maroon and white, just angling out now in behind them. Here's the final flight. Imperial Alcazar, Third Wind, Ars Dylan. Off up the running they come. Third Wind, Highland Hunter, Ars Dylan. And now here from a very unpromising position, Main Fact is beginning his surge over the top, and he's beginning to power home. The prolific Main Fact has come from a long way back, as he so often does, but he's forged his way to the front under Fergus Gillard, and it's 9 on the bounce for the Munroads partnership, Main Fact and David Pipe.
It's ridiculous, amazing horse. It's amazing how he's carried on improving. You can't fault him.
Heading towards the second last in the Betfair Chase, Clandazobo serves it up to Bristol Demay, but the grey is plucky and he still just had the lead. And now Clandazobo has to be ridden. They're miles clear of Lost in Translation, and it's Bristol Demay who's pulled out a bit more, approaching the final fence, moving on. He jumps it well, he gets over it, four clear from Clandazobo, now running on instinct. They've got half a furlong to cover, and it's Bristol Demay. Clandazobo trying hard, but he isn't getting any closer. And it's the silver-coated king of Haydock, Bristol Demay, who regains his Betfair crown.
Horse on me, and I thought it was close enough to the outside wing that I didn't think any horse would go there, so I had a sneak preview over my under my left shoulder, and I didn't see it, but I knew there was a horse there. So, and then I obviously seen Sam on the inside, and from then on, to be honest with you, I was quite comfortable at that stage, and I got a good jump three out, good jump two out, and from then on I knew I had enough gas then to really get me going home.